Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. Senator Mike Padden's measure to help protect citizens and whistleblowers and members of the press from frivolous lawsuits will become law. It's a huge bit of news for the fight for free speech. Now, at the same time, there's also some movement on some very important other bills, one that could impact policing in the state of Washington as it relates to tear gas. Joining me on the line to discuss it all is Senator Padden, who represents Spokane Valley. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you again, Jason.
So let's talk first about your bill that essentially reinstates these anti-SLAPP protections, SLAPP standing for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. Now, without getting too in the weeds, because I think it could confuse a lot of people, what happened that made it necessary for you to even have to introduce this bill?
Well, the state Supreme Court in a case called Davis v. Cox ruled our previous anti-SLAPP law unconstitutional, and that was about 4 years ago. And we've been trying ever since to get something through. This year, we had the benefit of the Uniform Law Commission suggesting a uniform bill. That was the starter, and then it's made its way through the legislative process, and just yesterday was sent off to the governor. So it's been approved by the House and Senate. It's up to the governor. Hopefully he will sign it.
So what is an anti-SLAPP law?
Well, it's basically a way to get into court quickly when a lawsuit has been filed against you to basically harass you for exercising your free speech rights. So it's a benefit to activists from the right or the left. The case originally down in Olympia dealt with the Olympia co-ops that were boycotting Israeli goods on behalf of the Palestinians. So you don't know what the issue is going to be, but I think it's also been used. I think Tim Iman might have even invoked it at one point. So it's a way to get into court quickly, get these so-called frivolous lawsuits aimed to impinge on your free speech rights, get them thrown out of court, and get reasonable attorney's fees and costs for doing so.
Yeah, and so your point is that, and the reason you mentioned activists is, let's say an activist, or really a whistleblower, says something against a company. They point out some sort of wrongdoing. Well, a corporation can then sue in a frivolous way, essentially to stop that person from speaking out, and really the intent is to stop someone from speaking out. It has nothing to do with the law, but they understand that they're a corporation that has a whole bunch of money and a whole bunch of power going up against an individual who can't really afford it. This anti-SLAPP protection effectively says, yeah, no, you don't get to do that, and if you do, you will pay a price.
Right. It could be a corporation. Could be very
anyone.
Wealthy individuals that are on the other side of the issue.
Exactly. So this is good across the board. It protects anyone on the basis of free speech, which means it's going to help both the right, the left, down the middle, or people who don't know where they stand politically.
Right. That's the way I see it. And I did have some allies that usually are not with me on issues in Olympia, like the Newspaper Association and the Movie Theater Group, but that's great. You know, I think it really should help everybody who's mm-hmm. interested in free speech and not being yep. Harassed by somebody that has more resources to just try to shut you up.
Exactly. State Senator Mike Padden joining me on the line, a Republican from Spokane Valley. Let's talk about the police tactics bill, the use of force bills that will get to the governor's desk. Are you expecting an allowable use of tear gas? Where do things stand at this point?
Well, right now, we got an amendment on the bill that allows for tear gas to be used. Previous legislation had limited the tear gas only to be used in prisons, or detention centers. So this would amendment would allow it if there was a riot. And we had a extremely impassioned speech by Senator Hobbs, a Democrat who represents mm-hmm. The Lake Stevens area, who is a officer in the National Guard, and where he had to use it. And he said without the tear gas, there would have been rubber bullets or something worse, and somebody could have been killed or injured. Whereas the tear gas, you might have some irritation and watery eyes and maybe an upset stomach, but you're going to survive. And this would have eliminated it. And it was being pushed, or that position was being pushed by Senator Peterson, who lives and represents the area on Capitol Hill. You know, I think he got some tear gas from the riots last summer in Seattle, so which was right near where mm-hmm. he lived. So,
God forbid he actually call out the rioters. Instead, he calls out the police.
Well, yeah. Then they talked about it being an instrument of war. But just I mean, I years and years ago had basic training. I was in the Army Reserves, and we had to go through that. And yeah, it's irritable and all that, but it's nothing that the military folks go through training on an annual basis for it. So, yeah, you'd like to avoid it, but you got to consider the alternatives. And to me, this was a public safety issue. We don't want rubber bullets can kill. And that somebody suggested water cannons. Well, you know, you think of Bull Connor and mm-hmm. Selma when you think of water cannon. So I mean, this is a much better, and this was kind of the theme throughout. I mean, they rejected, I tried to have some authorization for lateral neck restraints, not chokeholds, but lateral neck restraints, which are much safer. The evidence is overwhelming, much safer than a stun gun or a baton or some other more deadly force that would be used. So I think it's going to be counterproductive, some of the things they want, and we'll see how all this ends out. But it's been a really rough session for the peace officers and the good people in law enforcement.
So the only other issue, and it is related to law enforcement in a way, what is happening with the DUI look-back bill of yours? Look-back meaning how many years one can go back to look at a prior DUI to calculate whether it's enough to be a felony. Right now, it's 4 DUIs in 10 years would lead to a felony, and you're trying to extend it.
Yeah, to 15 years, which is a modest extension. It's passed the Senate a number of times and has been held up in the House. This year, Representative Ormsby from Spokane did not give it a hearing in the House Appropriations. It passed out of the House Public Safety Committee on a 10-3 vote. So we've had problems over there. Technically, if the legislature still wanted to deal with it, they could, because there is some money appropriated in the budget. So it could be argued it's necessary to implement the budget. But right now, it looks like it's not going to be acted upon. And again, the House killed the bill. And at a time when we've got, you know, these DUIs increasing, and the people that are the repeat offenders are the ones most likely to have a vehicular homicide or vehicular mm-hmm. assault. That's what we're trying to prevent. And the evidence is overwhelming. And while we've had a decrease in alcohol-only DUIs or impaired driving, the drug-related and combination alcohol-drug impaired drivings are on the increase. So even though traffic is down because of the pandemic, the number of DUIs has been on the uptick. So it's very important legislation. Amy Freeheim, the King County prosecutor who prosecutes these, gave some very impassioned testimony. This is one of the most dangerous crimes that can be committed. I mean, nobody knows. You could be out driving the woman down in Puyallup. Mom and two kids were killed by this guy going 100 miles an hour, allegedly high on drugs. Horrible stuff that's preventable. So I will keep pushing on it, but it's frustrating.
So it sounds like you're saying not good news for DUI, but good news on the tear gas front.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. And hopefully that'll hold. I mean, bill's still in dispute, but hopefully it'll hold.
Well, hopefully it will, because it's ridiculous what Democrats right now are doing on the policing side in particular. So But at least you got the anti-SLAPP bill passed. We'll see, though, whether or not the Supreme Court likes this one. Hopefully they will. We've been talking with State Senator Mike Padden. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Jason. Thank you. Bye now.
Absolutely. You are listening to The Jason Rant Show.
Are you a gig worker or self-employed? Wamply has helped over 100,000 small businesses get a PPP stimulus loan, and you may qualify for up to $41,000 in 100% forgivable loans. The program ends soon and funds are limited. Apply now at Wamply.com/apply. That's WOMPLY.com/apply.